Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Fractured Memories. As a teen, Texas Ranger Felicity Capshaw witnessed a murder. The traumatic incident and the accompanying amnesia has affected her entire life. She reopens the cold case, but the investigation is cut short when she's assaulted and nearly killed. Detective Noah Hodge is no stranger to loss. He's buried his parents and his wife. All he wants is to raise his daughter and keep his hometown safe. When the killer targets Felicity, Noah commits to protecting her, even though each second in her presence makes him question why he's locked away his battered heart. As Felicity's memories return, the threats escalate. Can Noah help her uncover the truth, or will the killer silence her forever? I'm not gonna lie, there was a moment I really thought she'd just get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it was gonna end.
It started off pretty rough on this one.
Mm-hmm. It did, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me your thoughts. You got a puzzled look on your face there, Jessica. Are you trying to remember parts of it?
I'm trying to remember if she got shot. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. There were close calls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this one started off, she came back to her hometown. And
yes.
She was going back to the scene of where her babysitter was mm-hmm. murdered.
Yes.
Oh, years
yes.
Past.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
And she went back to the same house, right? Because yep. she was trying to do the memory
recall.
I'll tell you the part that kind of freaked me out is the person that bought it, like, rinse it out.
Oh, you think like it would be creepy that to rent out a house somebody was murdered in?
Would you?
Like an Airbnb.
It is like an Airbnb,
yeah.
isn't it?
Like,
well, most people aren't going to know if you're renting an Airbnb that
I
it's...
I mean, I think that's the safest thing to do with it.
Yeah.
It is.
Then you get strangers that don't know the story instead of
but
locals.
But if you somehow found that out while you were staying there, I'd be like, okay, we're done. We're going.
Yeah, that would be... Personally, I would not like that. But I'm not going to research. But I guess I haven't really stayed in Airbnbs, so I don't know.
Oh, we love Airbnbs.
I do, too.
Either way, I like them.
Okay. Yeah.
They're so much nicer than a hotel.
Yeah.
They are. But it literally had an explosive beginning.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Good word choice, Jessica.
Yeah.
Good
that
word.
Was great.
She woke up.
Yeah. She did. She woke up. She got some pumpkin bread in her, I think. Is what you just ate.
Yeah, pumpkin bread and
some apple cider chai.
Yes.
And she, just so everyone is aware, Jessica is recovering from a full day of shopping yesterday.
For the library, for books,
for work.
Yeah, work shopping on the work card.
It's fun spending other people's
work,
money.
Jessica?
Yeah.
It was. It was fun spending, you know, other people's money.
I'm sure. It always is.
Yes.
And you don't have to pay the bill at the end of the month.
No.
Okay, what did you think? So Felicity and Noah grew up together until she was 16, because then after her babysitter was murdered, then she ended up leaving town with her dad because she was struggling with PTSD.
Yes.
And, okay, but then she comes back and he starts calling her Fee again, which I thought was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But then what did you think about, like, Noah's family makeup now is very different because he's lost he has a 2-year-old daughter. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
She's 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had already lost his parents, so he lives with his aunt? Is that right?
Or is it his foster mom? Because she's still foster.
No, she was actually related to him. I can't remember if that was his aunt or grandma. I can't remember.
I feel like it was a grandma.
Maybe an aunt.
And she took people in. That's why there was the other girl.
Amber.
Amber, who just always called him cousin, but she was actually his grandma or aunt, whoever it is. It
must be aunt if she called him cousin.
Yeah. Took her in. Mm-hmm. She takes in kids.
Yes.
So what did you think about that whole family makeup dynamic?
That was pretty cool because it's like, I mean, I don't know how long the kids stay with her, but they like treat her like family, like cousin mm-hmm. and, you know, just part of the family. I like that makeup.
And they helped out with, I can't think of his daughter's name now.
Harper.
Harper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They helped out with Harper quite a bit. Mm-hmm. She was a funny character, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
There. I liked her in the beginning. I don't like it when the kids get mixed in with all the scary stuff.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the part.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no.
Mm-hmm. I can see you being like, yeah, no.
Not with the babies.
Don't
no.
hurt that little girl. I know. Nobody likes to see a kid get
no.
wrapped up into the danger stuff. But, okay. What did you think about her interactions with his daughter?
They were sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was a natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they like had already had a relationship without like mm-hmm. being there physically because then she sent her gifts and like mm-hmm. things yeah. like that and kept in touch that way.
Yeah. And if you were in Felicity's shoes, would that feel an awkward position to be in ever, you think?
Yeah. I think so.
I think so because kind of knowing like, where does he stand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she knew his wife, right? And
right.
Had been not in the wedding, but like they were friends or mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. before. That would be awkward to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's always a fear, maybe from both ends, of like, you don't want to replace the mom that they lost, but they do need that mother figure at the mm-hmm. same time. And I don't know. My brain would always be like, is he going to constantly compare me to his first wife? You know mm-hmm. what, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Right.
Will he be able to actually love me the way he,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, not necessarily the way he loved her, but I don't know. It just,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be awkward. Not that you wouldn't give it a go because they give it a go, but it would be awkward. I think it helps that they grew up together, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Okay. Now, when you talk about whodunit, okay, we've talked to Lynn before. She's really good about keeping that pretty hidden until the end. But did you figure it out before you got to the end?
I was kind of leaning like towards, I kind of take it like when they write and they kind of keep talking about a certain character, kind of just,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, is this person involved? Like she drops these little hints.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started kind of eliminating, like it couldn't have been this person, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, is it this person? And how horrible. The person that it actually was, like,
yeah,
wow.
Okay.
Because she met with one of his clients because he was gone and he was really upset. And when she brought up the clients, like Quentin's.
That's the next book.
That's the next book. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Crap.
No, it's okay.
Because
I was about ready to say that I feel like they did give, like, because they were both cops, or, you know, they were. He was yeah. really analyzing, but I was like,
well,
no, wait, that's the next
was
book.
Was it in this one?
Oh, Jessica.
I'm thinking
okay.
of the next
one. You're thinking of the next one. Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. I was thinking it first, too, and then you started talking. I'm like, wait a minute.
I know. I was like, I'm struggling to follow you right now, Jessica. As you can see, she's cuddled up with her blanket. She is still recovering from her full day of shopping, so she's not able to remember.
It's okay, Jessica.
This one, when the person who did it came onto the page, it seemed too obvious to me, so I didn't think it could have been them.
Oh, is this the one with the homeless?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it coming back to you now?
It's starting to come back.
Man, how long ago did you read these?
No, okay, I know now.
This one kind of had a bam, all coming back.
Get you some more apple cider chai in there, wake you up.
I was kind of wondering, because when they said they found like some like stuff at the crime scene, and they threw the one thing away because they thought it was not relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when they talked, I'm kind of thinking,
yeah,
you know. I don't want to give too much away.
I know it's hard because you want.
But then, you know, that was crazy. That,
yeah. I agree.
Well, now you know how what I feel about the second book.
Well, we'll get to the second book here in just a little bit. I think she does a really good job of weaving in the suspense and the romance and the faith. I think they're just equally. My favorite thing about Lynn is that the faith is just like, it just flows like it's just a natural part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this added thing that feels separate.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's why I can read these books and be okay and not have nightmares.
Aww, yeah, we don't want Tiff to have nightmares.
Plus, I finished them right away. Which is good, because she does make a quick read, and they are...
She does. I mean, they're not super
thick.
They're
very page-turning, and they keep you intrigued until the very, very end.
Yeah.
And at the very end of that one, when I finished reading it, it left you with a cliffhanger, but you had to start reading that second book, like, now.
Right away, yeah.
Yeah, well, the second book also left you with a cliffhanger, but that book doesn't come out till February.
I know! I was like, yeah.
Yeah. So, because we meet and we get to know one of the other, I think he's detective or something there at the department.
I can't
in book two.
Yeah.
And it's going to follow him next. So I'm like, anyways. Also, I always have to laugh because this is kind of like when you watch like your murder mystery shows and they're always working crimes in one area and you think, man, I don't want to live in Knoxville, Texas.
Yeah. Right?
So it was something crazy going down. So, all right. Any other thoughts on Fractured Memories?
No, I could be thinking of the second one. Do some of the, you know, the characters of her other one, we like the Special Forces.
Oh.
Are they in this
one? Yes. Okay. I don't think Tucker's in here because Tucker works for the police department there. And I feel like maybe Jason and Nathan come in because their wives are friends with Felicity because they all kind of grew
like
up together.
I like how she weaves them in.
Yeah.
I do. I did like that.
You see more of the Special Forces team in book two.
Yes, you do.
And but also she brought Grady in from her Texas Ranger series.
Yes.
I think he's from book one of that series, if I remember. It's been a long time since I've read them. Because he is basically a partner to Felicity because she's also a Texas Ranger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Isn't it him and Tucker that are working the case together?
I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does a really good job bringing in those other characters for sure. Which her readers absolutely love her Texas Ranger series and are always asking for more books. So she paused writing on this series because all the readers wanted more on the other. But I think she said she was getting to a point where that was probably going to be the last book
tag
in there.
I don't think I've read those, but I got them all for the library because we read the other one. And Jason was kind of a character in one of those.
He was a suspect.
Yes. And then everybody wanted a story about him. And that's kind of how that went.
So then she got the Triumph Over Adversity series. He spun that one off.
Yes.
He kicked that one off.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of rating would you give the mystery level of this book?
Mocha?
I'm going to go latte.
I probably, I mean, there is a lot of mystery. A lot of whodunit.
Yeah.
Trying to figure that out. So I'd probably go latte. What about the inspirational level?
Mocha.
Yeah, I go mocha. Just because it's, like you said, it's just there.
Yeah.
It's not.
I would agree. Mocha. How about the drama level?
Latte.
Latte drama? You would go a latte drama?
I feel, yeah, with the little one involved. Oh, and okay. Like all the, yeah. I feel like there's a lot of
drama.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a look on your face, Jessica.
No, Jessica.
No, actually, when you said that, maybe drama would go back to mocha. Maybe mocha for that. Because
do you think the suspense level?
Suspense is definitely latte.
Yeah.
I think everything's latte in this one.
It's a latte.
That's a latte for me.
I don't think romance is a latte in it.
Yeah, what would you rate the romance
maybe
level?
Maybe mocha.
Yeah, mocha.
I think I go mocha. She's always a little more on the light side for the romance, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to ask if you ate your chocolate while reading these books. Did you make it without?
Well, Teddy did have a fundraiser at school, so I have had a lot of chocolate lately. So, yeah. I would say yes. I
you got your chocolate. She survived with her chocolate. All right. What is your overall lasso rating of Fractured Memories?
Three lassos.
Three lassos.
I'd give it three as well. It's hard to put down. So this is the first book in Lynn Shannon's Badge of Honor series. Because she went back. She had, again, she's really in tune with her readers. So as her readers were asking for a series around the police force in Knoxville, because if you remember, they show up throughout her Triumph Over Adversity series. So in our next episode, we're going to talk about book two in that series. And I can't remember the name of it. What's the name of book two?
Dangerous Lies.
Oh, yeah. Dangerous Lies.
I have it pulled up. So.
Okay. So we'll dig into that one. And Jessica's prepared and ready to talk about that one.
It's fresh in her mind.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.